Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Kyle Quinn behind the glass in for Tucker. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll get back to the conversation on the Eagles. And the schedule, and really the takeaways, and how it is advantageous, especially at the end, for the Eagles coming up in a few minutes. That's coming up on the phone lines. Right now we go to the guest line. Elliot Shore Parks usually joins the show on Wednesdays, but during baseball season, we move things around. We have a full show tonight. We do, and he's with us right now to talk about a day that I'm glad Elliot appreciates. I know I do. One of my favorite days of the sports calendar was yesterday, Elliot. The schedule release. I hate when people say they don't love it. I mean, this is... Who doesn't love talking about the schedule?
Well, I think you put it perfectly in the article on WIP.com that you know fun when you see it, and this is fun. I mean, this is just flat out fun. I think there's two rules when the schedule comes out. One, you have to do win and loss for every game. And two, you go right through. You don't overthink it. You just gut instinct. Week one, win. Week two, loss. And then at the end, you come up with what you come up with. But I agree. It's one of my favorite days of the NFL calendar.
All right. So, Elliot, we loved yesterday. It was a fun day, and we've been reacting all day today. Give me some thoughts you had when you first saw the schedule. Because, you know, there's some good. And I think everyone's been discussing the good at the end, the advantageous end with the travel and the bye. The one thing that jumps out to me, and I'm wondering if you were thinking the same thing, that early season slate, it is a little tricky on the road in Atlanta. The Niners, who should be good again if they're healthy. Dallas on the road Monday night, and then the Chiefs. And it's not so much the Eagles couldn't recover if they get off to a slow start. I'm just already thinking about how this town will react to a slow start by a new coach and a new quarterback.
Yeah, I agree that the Eagles, look, every team you want to start off quick. I think in 2017, obviously they were a very talented roster, but one of the things that really made that team special was they did get off to a hot start, right? I think they were 6-1 or 5-1 or something like that. I mean, they gained that confidence early on. And I think especially with the new head coach, you want to have the players buy in and say, okay, this is working, right? You want the defensive players to believe in what Jonathan and Gannon is doing because it's working out on the field. You want Jalen Hurts to believe in Sirianni, right? So I do think a quick start is important. I agree with you that the beginning part of the schedule is tougher than the second half, but what really highlights how kind of favorable the schedule overall is, even with the tougher beginning, I think something like five of their first six opponents weren't even in the playoffs last year. So yeah, going to Atlanta is not an easy game. Going to Dallas isn't an easy game, but there are much harder games out there. I mean, we're talking about teams that, you know, were both had, I think, five or six wins last season or even less. So I think the beginning of the season is actually pretty manageable, but I agree the second half is when they could really make their run.
Elliot, what did you make of the bye? So it's a week 14 bye, and we're going to have to get used to different kinds of things now because the schedule and the season is longer by 1 week, but a week 14 bye, I mean, the back end is if they're alive after that, if they're still in it, they're going to be fresh in the last few games. I mean, Tampa last year had their bye late November, and they didn't lose a game after that again. So it can be beneficial. The other side of it, though, is, I mean, that's a long time to go from training camp to, you know, without a week off.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, there's really no getting around that, right? You would obviously much rather prefer to see your bye right in the middle of the season. And I think these last few years, if I'm not mistaken, they have had that. So they've had pretty good luck with the bye. I mean, what you mentioned, I think, is kind of really the only silver lining is if they can get to that bye week still, you know, in the playoff picture or, you know, the leading the division or whatever, they have three or four more games after that where they can then make ground up. So you kind of regroup on the bye, you get ready for that stretch run. And who knows, if they are making a playoff run, I guess they're getting some rest right before that. So yeah, that's not where you want the bye, But if they're a good team, it could be advantageous.
So when you went through it, give us kind of a feel for your win-loss game. Did you have them with a hot start, slow start, finishing strong? How did you arrive? First, tell us your win total and how'd you arrive there? Kind of had the flow of the season go.
So like I said, when I did this, I just went right through and I did win-loss. I didn't say to myself, oh, I think they're a nine-win team, so I went and found nine wins. I just went right through, and I came out with 11 wins. Now, that's probably more than I think they will win this season, but I think the schedule is advantageous. Like I said, I really believe the NFL handed the Eagles a schedule that they can take advantage of. Early on, I think they'll probably start, you know, not as hot. I think I have them losing four straight games in the middle of the season, but I think they could really finish strong. I think, you know, games against, obviously the divisional game, I think the game against the Saints is a very winnable game late in the season. I believe Detroit's late in the season as well, if I'm not mistaken. So I think there's a lot of very winnable games there late. I think Atlanta week one, I do believe they'll win that game. I think San Francisco can be a win. So they get off to a 2-0 start, but then I think they'll cool off for a little before heating back up at the end.
So you mentioned a four-game losing streak somewhere in there. And I would say for most teams in most divisions, most years, a four-game losing streak probably ends your chances of winning a division. It's just really hard to kind of bounce back and win enough around that. But, Elliot, last year the Washington football team, they were 2-7 at one point, and they still won the division. What's your view? And I don't know if you dove into all the other teams' schedules, but just overall, because I saw you were tweeting about the Giants today, your view of the NFC East, because the way I view it is it's not much better than it was last year. Like, it should be a little bit better, but I have to see the Giants be good. I mean, it's been a decade, basically, since they were really good. Washington, we know how difficult it is to win this division back-to-back years. And Dallas, Elliot, I mean, Dak Prescott had a severe ankle injury and knee injury, and everyone just assumes he's going to be the same. It might take him a year to be the same.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we in Philadelphia should know better than anybody about what a season-ending injury can do to a quarterback, right? I mean, Carson in 2017 was probably better than Dak's ever been. Dak's been very good, but Carson in 2017 was, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So we saw what it did to him. It basically ruined his career. So we'll see what Dak is when he comes back. You know, you kind of mentioned all three of the teams, and what really stands out to me, just really this offseason, but also, you know, since it's schedule time, we're talking about how many wins win the division is, there's a perception that the rest of the division is on the up and that the Eagles are a dumpster fire that needs to rebuild. The reality is all the teams in the division are not that good. Washington has a major flaw at quarterback, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick has been a starter for double-digit games 8 times in his career, and he's had a losing record in 7 of them. He's not somebody you can depend on. As you mentioned, Dak is certainly a question mark. And although I think Dan Quinn is an upgrade for the Cowboys, their defense was atrocious last season. So that's a red flag. And when we get to the Giants, you mentioned I was kind of tweeting about them today. I don't get how Giants fans think that their team is going to be good. They have the worst offensive line in the division or the worst offensive line in the entire league. They have a bad defensive line. They have a quarterback that didn't take a leap forward in year two and fumbles the ball almost more than Carson did. And they have a head coach that was 6-10 last season. So I don't see the upside for the Giants that other people do. I think the Eagles are right there with every team in the division. I don't know if they'll win it, but I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, one of the teams is 2 or 3 games better.
Talking to Elliot Shore Parks here, 94WAP.com, Go Birds podcast, and the Go Birds show on Saturday afternoons with James Seltzer. Elliot, one thing that was kind of noteworthy or just interesting that a lot of fans noticed, I had a couple people just sending it to me and asking me what I thought of it. I know you thought of it because we discussed a little bit before the show here tonight. The fact that when the Eagles put their social media blast out telling everyone what the schedule was, there was a noticeable lack of Jalen Hurts' image anywhere near it. And they had about 6 players, right? They had some star players with Slay and Lane Johnson and, you know, guys that, you know, are going to be here. No quarterback on there. I have to imagine if you went through all the NFL teams' social media, the quarterback was probably involved in most of these teams, you know, way of putting it out. Nothing to be made here? Something? What do you think of this?
You know, it's definitely interesting. I know it's something where people say, oh, you're making too much of this, but those graphics are not just thrown together by somebody and put out. I mean, those are, you know, they have an entire department, right, responsible of that. There's different parts of the organization that look at these things before they're publicized. So I'm not saying they intentionally decided to leave off Jalen Hurts. I still believe they are going to go forward with Jalen Hurts as their starter. That's their current plan. But I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't noteworthy, especially when you think of last year. I'd imagine when their schedule stuff came out, Carson was probably all over that. And it's not just the one image you're referencing. There's been a bunch of different schedule images, different variations, stuff that have not included Jalen Hurts. So, you know, again, I think Jalen is going to be the starter. I do believe that's the path they're going. But I think it's noteworthy that he wasn't included in any of this.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure, especially as every day around here, it seems like we hear something, another kind of whisper about Deshaun Watson and just how they're kind of just hovering over that. So we'll continue to keep our eye on it. Elliot, you mentioned Carson Wentz a few minutes ago. So, and you know, you think about this season and what fans are going to be paying attention to. Obviously, the team and the Eagles is first and foremost. But the other thing we're all going to have our eye on is those two potential first-round picks. One that is a first-round pick from Miami, but the other one is the Colts pick. If Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps, they get the Colts first-round pick. And, Elliot, I'm looking at the Colts schedule right now. I don't know if any team in the NFL has a more brutal first five games. So this is what Carson Wentz will have in his first five games as a Colt. They host the Seahawks in week one, playoff team last year. They host the Rams in week two, playoff team last year, and probably got better. Then they have a three-game road trip at the Titans, at the Dolphins, at the Ravens. Like, that is a brutal stretch for a Colts team that many think could be really good, but, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be really good with a schedule like that.
Yeah, I agree. And look, one thing we saw with Carson post-injuries is they're just not very good against winning teams. I mean, how many times in his career over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years did we see the Eagles go on the road against a good team and immediately fall behind 21-3? Now, obviously, the Colts have a better roster right now probably than the Eagles have worked with, but the bottom line is the quarterback dictates a lot of your success, and we've seen consistently that Carson struggles against good teams. So if they were to come out to, you know, 1-4 start, 2-2-3 or whatever, I'll be interested to see how Carson responds to that, because we saw last year that when adversity came, maybe he didn't handle it that well. And, you know, overall, just outside of the five games, I don't think the Colts are a playoff team. I do believe the Titans are the best team in that division, and I think the Eagles are going to end up with three picks, you know, probably inside of the top 20, assuming they don't make the playoffs themselves. So I think the Carson Wentz trade is going to turn out very well for the Eagles.
Elliot, last one for you tomorrow. I saw you put it up earlier today. Tomorrow, first look at Eagles practice with Sirianni, Gannon, Devontae Smith. You're going to have some videos. You're going to have tweets. How excited are you for tomorrow?
Oh, I'm super excited. I mean, look, if you've been listening to me or reading what I write, I love practices, right? I track the quarterback stats. I'll probably track tomorrow if we're allowed to. How many catches Devontae Smith has. I think practices are such a great chance to get close to these guys, see how they look, and especially tomorrow when it's going to be the rookies, right? Not all the veterans are going to be there, but, you know, all for months, all I've heard is Devontae Smith's only 166 pounds. Well, I'm excited to see how he looks tomorrow. I haven't seen Nick Sirianni physically in person since they hired him. I'm excited to see how he interacts with the players, Jonathan Gannon, you know, see these guys up close. So I'm super excited for tomorrow. And, you know, it's also the return of normalcy to a little bit. Last offseason, there wasn't a rookie mini camp. We didn't get to watch them until training camp. So, you know, this early in the offseason, we get the chance to do that. I'm just excited that, it's a reminder that football is returning.
It is returning. I will be following along and seeing what you put out tomorrow. I can't wait. Elliot, thank you for hopping on. We'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!